Hey, you got time to work out?
Thought you'd never ask. I'll meet you in the erg room in 5. Thanks for tuning in to the Concept 2 Workout Podcast as the flywheel spins. Our head trainer, Katie, has got your workout covered for today using 1, 2, or all 3 Concept 2 machines. Basic understanding of rowing, skiing, and cycling movements are helpful before you participate. If you're just getting started, check out our technique videos at concept2.com. We ask that you read our liability disclaimer posted in our show notes and consult your physician before engaging in any physical activity.
Hey all, got a solid one for you. We'll be in, on, off, and out before you know it. Workout number 42, hindsight. A low stroke rate, steady state workout. Welcome to another episode of As the Flywheel Spins. My name is Katie, and today I have 2 of my coworkers with me to join me on this rowing adventure, and I am gonna let them introduce themselves.
My name is Tom Watrous. I work in purchasing. I buy parts and I make sure that they get here on time. And I invite the new guy to podcasts.
Which brings me to...
Patrick Reynolds. I'm the new guy and work in human resources here at Concept 2, so pretty much deal in all things people.
That's awesome. And we are happy to have you at Concept 2 and even more happy to have you join us on this episode. What today is a steady state workout. So we are on the machines for 20 minutes, working for 20 minutes total. We're gonna split that up into 2 10-minute intervals. Inside each 10-minute interval, we're gonna make that a little bit more interesting, splitting that up into different segments as well. One of those 10-minute segments I want you to view as a warm-up into working out. So we're gonna start off nice and easy for 3 minutes. And then when we hit that 3-minute mark, for 4 minutes, we're gonna go at a moderate intensity. And then once we get through those 4 minutes, the last 3 minutes is gonna be quote unquote hard. So I want you to make sure that when we start off, you are starting at a place that you feel comfortable making 2 significant steps up in intensity. So we're gonna be working easy for 3 minutes, moderate intensity for 4 minutes, and then hard for 3 minutes. We'll get a bit of rest. I'll explain the next 10-minute segment after that. What's unique about today is we are holding a low stroke rate. Typically, we're holding a stroke rate anywhere between 24 and 28. Today, we're down at a 20. What that's going to help us do is it will help us develop our technique, our rhythm within the stroke. It will help us understand the application of power, and also a low stroke rate for long durations at a lower intensity is going to be helpful to increase your basic endurance, kind of laying the groundwork for your fitness. So that's exactly what we're going to do today. Let's turn our monitors. We will set this up as a workout here with 2 10-minute intervals. I want you to go ahead and press menu, and then we're gonna press select workout. Great. Now we're gonna press new workout, and we'll go intervals time, okay? I want us to set our time interval for 10 minutes. And then just so we stay on track, go ahead and press the arrow button down under set rest time. We're gonna set that to 3 minutes because I'd like us to hold on to that 3-minute rest period. Keep us in line here. Go ahead and press the check mark. Excellent. I told you we are gonna hold that 20 stroke rate, and that is going to be one thing that we watch the whole time. That's not gonna change today. We're going 20 stroke rate for 20 minutes total. What I would like us to look at as far as the screen, if you pressed the second button down on the right-hand side, nice, that is gonna give us a graph. Okay, and that's called your force curve. So we're gonna use that today to analyze our own stroke. Okay, so set your damper to somewhere between 4 and 6. set your feet, and then draw those foot straps nice and tight. You ready for this? We start off 3 minutes, nice and easy. We go 4 minutes moderate, and then 3 minutes hard. Okay, right. Then we rest. So go ahead and sit ready at the catch position. Lengthen, sit up tall. Ready all, row, here we go. So, slow recovery, good. 20 stroke rate. It's slow. You'll see this number pop up in the top right-hand corner of your screen, and we're rowing easy. Good, let's get it to 20. Now we're gonna stick together. Hopefully you guys can stick with us. Dialing in that 20, we're just below it, but we're gonna grab it right here. There's our 20. And we're rowing easy. Very nice. Finding that rhythm. Good. Let's talk about our posture. We're sitting up nice and tall. Our arms are long. For the duration of that drive, until our shoulders are behind our hips, and that's when we draw the handle into our body. Good. Our shoulders are relaxed. We're breathing. Yeah. Our hands are connected to that handle in a nice light fashion. Our fingers just hooked around the handle. Our pinky fingers are off to the edges of that handle. Nice. We have 30 more seconds rowing nice and easy. What I want you to focus on right now is your smooth recovery. Taking the handle from the finish all the way back up to the catch. Arms move away from the body. Body hinges forward. As the hands travel over the shins, then we can bend our knees. Let's bump up our intensity a little bit. Holding on to that 20 stroke rate, increasing the power that we push into the machine during the drive. Nice. As we increase our power, in order to hold on to that 20 stroke rate, we have to slow down our recovery. Nice. We're here for 4 minutes. Great job. Now you'll notice your monitor. That force curve is a line that's drawn after every stroke. That is a picture of your power for that previous stroke. Our goal should be to have that line look like a gumdrop or a haystack. The smoothness of that line is important, as it tells us how we are transferring our power from one component of the drive to the next. We get strength from the legs, from the body swing back, and then from the arms. Really nice. This is our moderate intensity. Every stroke working towards creating a nice smooth line. No jagged edges. Breathe. Find your rhythm with your movement and your breath. As we get ready to increase our intensity, I want you to notice the height of that force curve. As we increase our intensity, we're gonna just lift that line up. We'll do that in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Push, relax, push, relax. Good. Move slowly through that recovery. Prepared to turn the handle around. Staying in position, but finding a way to let those muscles float, release, and relax up to the catch. Beautiful. This is our hard effort. 2 more minutes here. Really nice. Increase the height of that force curve. Slow. Push. That's it. Seconds. Good. Give me five more strokes. Here's one. Excellent. Two. Three. Four. And five. Nice job. 3 minutes. Rest. Have you ever rowed that slowly before?
No. Not for
a... I'm not surprised.
Not unless I was spacing out time.
Right? Usually done with low power, right? Now we're asking ourselves, like, row that slowly, but put in some power.
That was harder to do than I anticipated.
Yeah.
I definitely wanted to speed up.
Mm-hmm.
Power, go, 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 go.
No. Right. Just stick with the rhythm.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And what usually gets kind of uncovered is if you are, or exposed, I should say, is if you are someone who is apt to rush the slide or come forward either too quickly or out of the order of operations, or just too quickly, that gets exposed here in this sort of environment where, you know, if we're trying to maintain that 20 and you're coming into that catch, you either find yourself there before we are supposed to take the next stroke or just waiting for something before we need to. And so this next sequence, this next 10 minutes, I want you to find some balance inside of your stroke. So we are gonna go for a little bit of power, but I want you to find the 20 stroke rate more balanced through your movement, so you're not rushing or slowing down during any portion of the recovery, more so in one area than the other, right? So we want to have quick arms away, body shifts over, and then we slowly approach that catch, anticipating turning it around, but never like waiting at the catch in order to do that, okay? So we're about to get going, about 15 seconds. We go 3 minutes moderate, 4 minutes hard, and the challenge is to go 3 minutes moderate right after that. So we start off a little bit more powerfully than we started before. Let's grab our handles, get ready to row, and row. Here we go. We're on at a moderate intensity, locking into that 20. Yes, nice haystack shows up. We practice out smoothing out any wrinkles in that line. Nice job. Make sure you have room to step up in intensity. We're going at a moderate rate right now. We'll have room to step up. Good. We're comfortable here, which is good. I want you to notice the power that you're putting into the machine right now at this moderate intensity. If you're looking at your pace, that big number in the middle is indicating an indication of your power. Same as if you had the watts on the monitor or even calories per hour. Whatever number you're looking at right now, I want you to remember that. Because the challenge that's gonna come up is after our hard effort, I want us to come right back here. And that's difficult, but doable. So in 10 seconds, we're gonna take it up to hard effort at a 20 for 4 minutes. In 3, 2, 1, add a little power. Flywheels sound a little louder. Force curve line gets a little higher. That's it. We're still breathing. Practice turning the handle around quickly at the finish. Arms go away first in that recovery. Arms go away first. That's it. After the arms release, we hip hinge. Arms release, hip hinge. Once the shoulders get back in front of the hips, then we can start to bend the knees, moving our body back up to that catch position. Well done. Good, our fingers are like hooks on the handle. Light grip. This is our foundation that we're building. Our body is getting good at delivering oxygen to those muscles. Which should be a great reason to practice breathing. Breathing through your movement. One more minute hard. We got this. Here comes our challenge. I want you to remember that intensity you were working at before. We're gonna dial back that intensity only to that point. In 3, 2, and 1, don't fall off. Here we go. Push, moderate intensity. That's it. Last 3 minutes here. Steady. Smooth lines. Enjoy this rhythm. Find your endurance. We're building it. Nice. Final minute. Steady all the way through. Drive through those heels. Push that machine away. Stay on it. Five more strokes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Beautiful. Whew. Great job. I feel like I sweat more in these kinds of workouts than when we take the intensity up.
Yeah. I thought going into it was that I would feel, having not done this before, I'm just reading it on paper,
because
I would feel like a recovery workout.
That's not the case. Yeah, interesting. Long, steady state workouts are not recovery, although elements of recovery are included in the benefits of doing workouts like this. But stabilizing, right? So building that foundation of fitness, stabilizing your body's reaction to fitness is what this is all about. Heart rate. Can you get your heart rate to kind of stabilize through longer duration? Same with your application of power. Are you able to have that much control that you can, you know, hold your power output steady for longer and longer durations of time? It's kind of
fun to watch.
You
know, I had hoped that during the intervals going hard, it would just be the moderate but amplified.
Yep.
And it wasn't. I really had to concentrate on not getting it to look like, you know, a pyramid or, you know, the square root.
Or the slope.
Yeah. So that was fun. It was also fun as a way to I tend to space out during workouts.
Mm-hmm.
But as a way to stay engaged, but concentrate on something that was beneficial and more beneficial than the HIIT style of just shut your brain off and go.
Mm-hmm. Which is totally beneficial also, but just in a different way.
It was totally helpful to have something to focus on and that, and then the cues to work on the form and realizing that I was getting to the catch too quickly and trying to compensate and just slowly working that out and watching it actually switch on the screen to be able to see as I was improving whether or not it was working right.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the reason why we were doing this is to kind of unlock our potential in places that we didn't realize we had the possibility to unlock that potential. And then once we do make that observation or clarity in our technique, it gets directly applied to our performance,
right,
which is so rewarding, right?
Yeah.
Like immediately, it can be immediate. Cool. All right, well, thank you for joining us on our latest episode, and thank you to you too for joining me, and I hope you guys have a great day.